again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Greetings is the automatically deleted husband, and the most important thing of all. I mentioned yesterday the idea of a lover of silver, Phlogeros. There's phleo and phlos. One is to love, and one is to be a friend of, and agoros, which is silver. So this is the loving of silver. You see it twice, Luke 16, 14, and also the Pharisees, being lovers of money, were hearing all these things and were deriding him. Or 2 Timothy 3, 2, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, slanderous, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unkind, and so forth. But anyway, so, and that's a very unpleasant list. But anyway, so I had to make sure that's done. But I got a card today. You know, I've mentioned, you know, as of yesterday, I ended up, I'm on the bottom row here. So when this row gets filled up, I don't know what I'm going to do. But the card that I got today, and notice I said card, not postcard, because it came in an envelope. It is a postcard or a Thanksgiving card. Lord bless you and keep you, from Miss Lillian and Dwayne, her son. This was sent graciously, and I'm very pleased. You know, one of the things I pointed out a while back, on one visit several weeks ago, after I left, heading towards the farmer's market, I crossed 25th Street, which is a busy road. She lives in a busy road. And she said, "Be careful of the traffic." And what I heard in there was a mother caring for her child. And even though I'm 66, she's old enough to be my mother. And I felt cared for her as if I was her child. I really found that delightful. I did send a postcard yesterday to Julia. You know, Julia's my girl. And I sent a postcard today to my wife. And the photo online in the postcard, I asked, you know, I said, it's Shadi Shada. And, you know, the reason why that name is important to me is because there's this photo. It's been on my wall now for a long time. I mean, a couple of years or so. Because I feel a kinship with him. And unlike before, where I just had the photo here, now on Kozlowski.org/Bartlett, Eva, and then the date, is the video of her interview with him. And, in that interview is when I found a brother, not only in the sense of a follower of Christ who lives in the Idlib area, but also someone who lost his family. And again, as I pointed out, his wife and kids are dead. Mine are alive. But we essentially are in the same situation, aren't we? You know, and it's important to remember, the Idlib area of Syria is dominated by the rebels, ISIS, and they're still there. It is not that it is dominated exclusively. It is dominated because within that community is a very strong Christian community, of which Shadi Yosef Shada is a member, and it's a pretty solid community. It is also part of the community that some people were taken out. There was a caravan of buses that left 8 years ago, whatever it was. They were left headed to the Aleppo or Damascus area. I'm not sure. I don't recall. It's been a while. And in the process, it was very slow going because of all sorts of delays that occurred. They ended up stopped at a location where there was some people to provide chips. And of course, when they say chips, this was described British. So they're talking about more like potato chips or something of that nature, or bread chips or whatnot. I'm not sure. But they use the term chips. So what they really meant, I don't know. But anyway, food, especially for the kids on the bus. So they allowed the kids to get off the buses, but not the parents. And then ISIS came with a suicide bomber and blew up the kids. And the parents were not allowed to get off the bus. They just got to the joy of watching their children die. So we need to support ISIS, right? Because again, those people are supported by the U.S. government. So, you know, it was the Christian community that was targeted because they have this bad thing they don't submit to, the ISIS version of Islam. And of course, one of the things that really got to me about that particular event is one of the young kids, one of the young girls, I don't recall if she died or not, looked like my Tirza. Anyway, one of the things I have, it got to me today because I have noticed, and I talked to my friend Chris about it because, you know, it may be part of the fact that we're slightly older than we used to be. I do find that I'm getting far more emotional. And in the process of doing something, I saw, I had an old video. I haven't seen that in a while, so I watched it. It was like 3-4 minutes. Because I used it for a... when I did some research for a video I did a while back, which I think I will link to, talking about our exit from Vietnam and the analogy of our exit from Afghanistan. And, you know, a lot of people, including, I think, President Biden at the time, said, no, they're completely different. And I said, no, it's identical. But one of the big factors that, and I don't know if the story's embellished or not, I have no idea. But the thing that really got to me is we're making our exit from Saigon, which was less than graceful. A helicopter, one of the big helicopters, you know, there's the famous picture of a small helicopter taking with a line of people up a ladder. But some of the big helicopters came to pick up one man, the ambassador. And from what I understand, he went to the pilot of the plane and said, no, take these people first. And I have huge respect for that because apparently a whole bunch of flights occurred before he finally got on a helicopter to leave. And there was a lot of shooting going on during this time. And I have a lot of respect for a man who would do that, who put his own life at risk, saying the people who work for me, not only the Americans, but the vast majority of these people were Vietnamese. And he said, no, they go first. And I found a great respect for that. In the process, I was reminded, and I should put that on the website too. There was a gentleman who was a prisoner of war, held prisoner by the North Vietnamese for many years. When he got released, he became well-known. He was well-known. He had done well in the military before. And then when he was released, went up the ladder, shall we say, ended up as senator for the state of Alabama. His name is Jeremiah Denton. And what I find fascinating is I think obviously he had time to think this through and plan it out. But if you watch the video of him doing this, he was a prisoner. He had been a prisoner for a long time. And it was a Japanese reporter that was going to do a video interview of him. And it was a propaganda piece. And he knew this. And it was, you submit to this or you get tortured some more. So he said things that would not get him in much trouble. And saying, yes, I'm being treated well, those kind of things. And he was blinking his eyes. The way he was blinking his eyes was Morse code. And he blinked one word, apparently several times. Torture. It got noticed. So the video was released because, oh, look, he did well. So he did well. And then someone in the U.S., at least, it was found out. And I don't know if it became public or it kept quiet, because obviously it would get him in trouble. That it was found out he's being tortured. That ability to communicate stealthily is vital. A lot of people try to work on things like that. There's a variety of techniques being used. One is Morse code, by blinking your eyes, which was really inventive, and it took some courage and discipline to do that. There's some other techniques. One's called, what is it? Oh, I can't think of the name. Something about Shofar Nexus. You know, when I see the character about the events around, well, Jeremiah Denton, or the ambassador in Vietnam, what I see is there are people around, in this case, Americans, who do remarkable things, take courage. It takes a little bit of testosterone, and considering the average testosterone level of the American male has dropped to something like 40% of what it was a few decades ago, there's fewer of those available. But it takes courage, and those people are out there, and I want to be their ally. And that's why I work constantly on this. But anyway, there are other things, but again, I won't get ridiculous. I recommend the video, the interview of Shadi Shada. He's a man of a different culture. He doesn't speak English. I think it's clear to see he loved his wife and his kids. That man there, he's my brother. My lady, my wife, I love you and I want you back.